services, attorneybusters.com. You can hear that postman right now. Don't have a lot of time for the postman this week, but I'd like to go ahead and point out at the American Bar Association, there's a great new book out there. They call it The Internal Corporate Investigations. That ought to be a top seller for people. It tells you how to avoid an investigation by government officials if you're an attorney. I want to give my kudos to a man. He's a U.S. attorney by the name of Christopher J. Christie. Essentially, he's out in the New Jersey Garden State. And what he's done so far this year is he's filed 26 cases against a multitude of office holders, more than any other U.S. attorney's office in the entire United States. He's won 17 convictions. Let me read to you a quote by Herbert Stern, who was a U.S. attorney here in the late 1970s and later a federal judge. He said, "New Jersey's political corruption is no worse than in any other state." What kind of a statement is this? This is so typical of what we now have in our country, in that the crimes these attorneys are committing and all these problems we have with these corrupt officials, hey, don't worry about it. It's like that all over the place. This rookie prosecutor, this Christopher J. Christie, he indicted James Traffinger, who was a powerful Republican. He's indicted him on 20 counts of extortion, fraud, and conspiracy. Then they brought him in to the courtroom in leg irons and handcuffs. This is a type of attorney that we need to start taking a look at what the Attorney General's office in Wisconsin is doing. Where do you go when you need to conduct an investigation now of the Attorney General's office in Wisconsin? Come on, we got to get a much longer trench coat, maybe some sunglasses, and a brim hat now. This is attorneybusters.com. Remember, you can call us at 888-211-6035 during the week. But stick around. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes after this break.